The Pod Network Entertainment.
Therefore, it's an official Shelby once na makabit.
Yeah.
When I told them lend the Shelby, ang napahiram sa kanyang Mustang. So when he was reviewing it, I don't know, he thought it was a Shelby. Nun pinost na niya, I was like, hindi yan Shelby. Paano yung naging Shelby? Eh, kabayo yung nasa harap. So I messaged him, Teacher Stanley.
Teacher Stanley talaga. Oh.
He messaged the yung boss namin.
Yeah.
Tapos tinawagan ako. Nasa bahay na ako nung naglalaban na. Kasi nung pandemic, kailangan pagbalik mo ng bahay, labad kagad ng damit, laba kagad. Naglalaban na ako noon. Sabi sa akin, Stan, mali yung sasakyan na na-review natin.
Natin talaga, no? Ang galing, no?
Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Ito ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na para nagkukwentuhan lang tayo. I'm with my co-host, Zar De Los Reyes, your SP, your career coach, and Upwork expert. At ang guest natin ngayong episode na to is from the Auto Hub Group, Wayne T10.
Hi, everyone.
Oh yeah, pag-uusapan kasi natin.
Thank you for having me in the Underpaid Podcast.
Yeah.
You know, before I got here, I told them I'm going to the Underpaid Podcast and they laughed.
Sabi nila, who? Sino
natawa? My cousins. Sabi nila, underpaid ka ba talaga? and then last time, I think it was 2 years ago, gines mo rin ako dito with my dad. And then when I posted the episode or yung highlights, maraming laugh reactions. I'm like, bakit? Bakit hindi ko maintindihan? So I went to the office the next day and I asked them, but kaya natawa? Kasi underpaid eh. Sabi ko, okay.
Underpaid kasi
sometimes
title.
I forget that's a title. Oh, underpaid.
Yun. Yeah. Pag-uusapan kasi natin yung kumusta ang parents mo as boss.
Mm.
Kaya ba nagtatrabaho ka, di ba? May mga iba sa family business, ganyan. Eh si Wayne, ang trabaho niya nasa Auto Hub Group, mga sasakyan.
Oo.
Iba-ibang brands, di ba?
So, dad niya may-ari.
Yes.
Parents niya may-ari.
Dad niya.
Dad niya. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, history muna, trivia.
Oo.
Si Wayne, estudyante ko dati yan.
Wow!
Sa art. I call
obvious
him Teacher
na
Stanley.
Obvious na 60 years old ka na, Stanley. 60
years old.
Grabe.
Ay, 60. Nuka, grabe ka naman.
Ilan taon ka nun, Wayne?
11, I think.
11.
Grade 5.
Ah, okay. Grade 5. So, ikaw mga nasa 40s
nasa,
ka na
nun. Siguro mga fresh grad ako nun.
Believable. Mga teachers back then were fresh grads.
Well, yeah. Totoo naman. Yeah. Nasa ako nun, nung estudyante ko siya, 30 years old na yata ako.
Talaga.
30 years old na ako nun. Tapos pinagchichismisan ako ng mga teachers na babae. Kasi, doon sa Word Lab, lahat, karamihan babae, tatlo lang kaming lalaki ron, yung isa bading.
Must have been fun.
Dami mong options, no?
Hindi, pinag-chismisan ako kasi wala raw akong girlfriend, so siguro inisip nila bading ako.
Ah, okay.
So, lineto ka ba sa bakla na teacher?
Ha? Hindi. Wala rin ako niligawan sa mga teachers eh.
Okay.
Ganon, so.
Kamusta naman as a teacher si Stanley? Do you still remember?
Konti lang. Honestly, you were just there for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, konti lang.
Parang it was a blur.
It was a blur, yeah. Okay. Pero I knew he was a really good art teacher.
Ah.
And all teachers that went through us are very,
really?
Very good at handling their emotions.
Ah, okay.
And very patient.
So, hindi ka naman niya pinapadrawing ng kung ano-ano.
Pinapadrawing kami, but I was so bad at art. Sometimes he'd do it for me, I think.
Talaga? Pero wholesome naman. Yung wholesome yung dinadrawing nyo, ah.
Yeah, 11 lang kami nun, eh.
Kasi iba kasi yung reputation niya ngayon, eh. Parang hindi bang art teacher ng grade 5,
ito,
eh.
Alam ko na kung saan ako nahawa.
For the record, sped school yung Word Lab.
Oh,
para sa mga
because,
may ADHD, para sa mga dyslexic yung nahihirapan magbasa. Uh-oh. And then, naalala ko, pinagalitan ka ng teacher kasi mahilig ako mag-statement shirts eh.
Uh-oh.
Tapos meron akong statement shirt ang nakasulat, kita nyo.
Uh-oh.
Tapos nabasa ni Wayne, natatawa siya. Tapos pinagsabihan siya nung
Ba't siya natatawa?
Pinagsabihan ka ni Teacher Maki.
Bakit siya natatawa?
Kasi parang nung pinagsasabihan sila, gumagano ako eh. pinapabasa, kita nyo.
Pag,
hindi kayo behave, pinagalitan kayo, di ba? Ito sa tatawa siya.
Ah, talaga. Pero wholesome, yun ang importante.
Oo, wholesome naman.
Kasi yung mga, nagtuturo ka ng art eh.
Siyempre, wholesome naman ako eh.
At saka nagtuturo ka rin naman ng art now. Paminsan-minsan, di ba?
Noong pandemic, nagturo ako via Zoom.
So kunyari gusto niyo yung mga magulang diyan, kung gusto niyo i-hire si Stanley, may boundaries naman si Stanley. So yes. So ano naman siya, wholesome siya pag may mga bata.
Okay.
Yon. Ano, chikiting.
Nakakatuwa yung nagtuturo ka tapos makikita mo yung mga students mo na
nagtatrabaho na. Ang laki na niya, oh. Imagine mo.
I still look the same, right? You still look the same.
Baby face nga siya.
Tumangkad lang siya eh. As in, ano, nagulat ako, laking tao.
Tumaba rin.
Tapos ano, yung nga, kukunin niya attention ko kasi ang dami nila, makulit yung mga bata eh. Kuha siyang piece of paper, tapos Teacher Stanley, ganyan, bibigyan niya.
Kasi
ano niya, parang may message siya doon na tulungan siya mag-drawing.
Wow! Oo. Was that smart?
Grade 5 ka nun, no?
May abot sila na ano. Kasi makukulit yung mga classmates mo nun eh.
Talaga? Hindi ko na maalala talaga.
Sweet
yun.
Ka pala.
Yun. Eh, sobrang ano, sobrang lahat iniisa-isa ko tinitinak yung mga artworks nila. Yun. Pero ano, may mga ibang classmates pa, yung classmates mo na nakakausap ko pa. Sila Francis, ganun. Sa iba palang grade yun, no?
Yeah.
Grade 4 si Francis eh.
We're the same grade.
Ibang section lang.
No. Isa lang section.
Okay.
Ayan.
Si Francis naman yung nagkakarate. Kaklase.
Stanley, the true Renaissance man. Art, books, diba?
Pero ikaw, diagnosed ka with ADHD.
I think so. Back in elementary. I think my mom told me na I'm diagnosed with ADHD.
Kasi may mga iba, they take medications eh.
I don't. Natuto lang ako mag-control, I guess.
Paano mo na ko-control yan? Kasi ikaw nagtatrabaho ka na for your dad ngayon.
Well, through Word Lab. Through where you taught. Doon, tinuro sa akin na kung paano mag-behave, yung mga warnings, etc. It all worked. And then when I went to the regular school, of course, natakot ka to be different from everyone. Eh. So, makokontrol mo talaga yan. Makokontrol mo yung hyperness. But, yung imagination mo, hindi mo may iwasan, lilipad talaga yan. You skip through other topics and nagba-blank lang talaga mind mo at times. So,
yeah.
Sometimes you just can't, you just cannot control it. Pero, again, kung adrenaline or kung if you really have to do it, naka-shift naman.
But it works probably in your profession right now.
Yes, yes.
Because I think you talk a lot. Like, mukha kang, very engaging.
Yeah, I think natuto na lang ako.
Uh-oh.
I guess when I started with my dad's business, nung sumali akong Auto Hub, because I dealt with a lot of adults and lagi yung pinapagolf ng dad ko. So when you're in golf course, you're with older people, like way older. When I started, I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then pinapagolf ako kasama ko mga 40 years old, 50 years old, maybe late 30s. So
yeah.
Kung kinakausap ka, dun lang na-train ako and sa office, yung mga senior officers. Yun, na-force ako mag-mature.
Teka, bago natin ituloy yung kwentuhan natin dun sa working for your parents, no? Ikaw, Zar, dati 'di ba nagtrabaho ka sa sa kamag-anak?
Yeah. Nagtrabaho ako sa sa tita ko. So yung tita ko may restaurant, yung Barbara sa Intramuros. Nagtrabaho rin ako sa mom ko kasi nag-export kami ng mga Philippine handicrafts.
Kasi you grew up in a family of business people, di ba?
Oo.
Oh, hindi, totoo.
Pero handicraft talaga tsaka exporting. Tapos yung sa tita ko sa restaurant niya.
Mm.
Ang tatanong mo ba is kung meron akong special.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Privileges dyan.
Hindi. Kumusta yung parents mo as boss? Kamag-anak as boss?
Okay. Well, hindi okay. Iba-iba naman kasi yung experience eh. So, yung experience ko sa magulang ko because they don't have a structure. So parang mas structured pa ako sa kanila. Very old school business people na, well, meron kami pwesto sa Green Hills or sa Quiapo. Alam mo yung ganun.
Tiendesitas, di ba? Meron kayo.
Sa Tiendesitas, meron kami. So very old school, walang structure. So ngayon, at least, I think ang nakikita ko sa mga businesses ngayon, at least nagkakaroon ka na ng structure yung ano eh, yung negosyo eh. Okay, it's probably a different experience for Wayne.
Uh-oh.
Kasi mukhang sa kanila sa AutoHub may structure sila eh.
Corporate na corporate yata.
Oo.
Very true. Very professional sa AutoHub. When my dad started it, kasi when you apply for a dealership, ano na siya eh, may hindi naman kaming first na nag-apply eh. Uh-oh. Like marami na eh before we applied. So may structure na talaga 'yan.
Mm-hmm.
And naalala ko sinabi ng daddy mo ang malapit sa puso niya ay yung Ford kasi yun daw yung unang dealership.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah. Started at Pasong Tamo back then. Uh-oh. Naalala ko pa when he was building it. Grabe, I was always at the arcade room.
May arcade room?
Ang ADHD yeah, for... ba na mga tao matandain? O madali makalimot?
Ako, madali akong makalimot. Yeah.
Pero your classmates, matalas ang memory.
Depends, I guess, what sticks to you.
Or baka dun sa mga dyslexic, hindi ko alam.
Mm. Yeah. Pero ano bang indication pag may ADHD ka?
Well, you cannot stay in one place for a long okay. time. Well, except for this case, kaya ko naman. Pero normally, if I sit down in a conference room, and my dad would tell you this too, tatayo ako sa gitna ng, in the middle
really?
Of the conference kasi hindi ko na kaya. Mm. Like, nag-shaking pa ako. And
you hindi ko na ma-contain. After,
kasi sa AutoHub, sa dad ko, matagal talaga siya magpa-meeting.
Mm.
Ang tagal. Tagal. It can take 5 hours or more.
Oo.
Ah, wow. Ah. Super tagal nga. Tagal. Oh.
Sometimes whole day pa kami. Umaabot kami ng 8 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's my record. 8 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Oh.
And yung 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. nun, sunod-sunod talaga.
Yeah.
So, in the first 2 hours, 1.5, kaya ko pa eh. Pero later on, mababoard na ako in the middle of the meeting, mag-fly na memory ko and nag-i-imagine na ako ng a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
And later on, I'll be standing at the back, just walking and looking just to get my attention back. So, ang hirap talaga. I guess that's one of the difficulties. Mahina okay. attention span.
Okay. Sinasabi ba ng parents mo, ng daddy mo na sa mga clients or sa mga ka-meeting na
no.
hindi niya sinasabi?
He didn't need to. I don't see the need for it. Basta, he didn't say it.
Oo.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't too.
Respectful naman yung pagkakaano mo, pag tumayo ka sa gitna ng meeting, ganun,
yeah,
di ba?
Respectful naman.
Oo.
Kukuha ako ng coffee or ng water. Ah,
yeah. So,
tatayo lang ako ng matagal.
Oo.
Sa likod. Mm-mm. Hindi naman ako, yeah. Hindi ako disrespectful.
So it's manageable. Mm-hmm. Like you can do other, you just need to do other things.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it's more of the mind.
Mm-mm.
If you can stay in attention
yeah.
for a certain amount of time. Yeah.
So, ano yung mga bagay na trabaho para sa mga people with ADHD?
Bagay na trabaho? Bagay na trabaho?
Mm.
I don't know, honestly.
Yung hindi siguro desk that. Work.
Oo.
Desk, yeah, hindi desk
hindi,
work.
Basta,
kailangan may more
kailangan
sports.
May movement.
May sports. Ako, yeah. super sporty ko, super athletic. I mean, nun elementary ako, nagba-basketball na ako noon eh. Favorite mm-hmm. sport ko yung dodgeball. Nakita mo noon, pagpasok ko ng classroom, pawis na pawis lagi, di ba? Takbo kami ng takbo. Pero growing up, my mom would always put me to sports. Every summer, kailangan may activity. Baka kami nag-gameboy sa bahay lang.
Mm-hmm.
There will be days na mag-gameboy. Pero most of the time, we're outside playing basketball, swimming, badminton, even taekwondo. So, of all the sports I pursued, I've pursued basketball. I have varsity on in college. Tapos taekwondo.
Saan school?
Kumabot ako ng black belt. Sa UANP. And then, after that, yun. After college pa nga, nag-national team pa ako for beach handball.
Wow! Galing ha?
Yeah. So, I pushed myself towards sports.
Okay. Yung, kumusta ang daddy mo as a boss? Stricto ba siya?
Maraming privileges as being the son of the owner. Pero may mga stockholders rin to satisfy. Yeah. So, technically, he still has to be strict with me. I get, napapagalitan pa ako, guys. FYI, pinapagalitan ako. But, yung pressure is there. He will make you feel it.
Mas pinapagalitan ka ba kaysa dun sa mga regular employees? Kasi anak ka eh.
No. Hindi niya pinapakita sa mga tao na pinapagalitan niya ako. Pinapakita niya sa text or through call.
Mm-mm.
Ayaw niya ako ipahiya as much as possible. But there are times na napapagalitan niya ako sa harapan ng tao.
Uh-oh.
But I don't take offense to it. You learn to brush it off. The first few years, iiyak pa ako eh. Sa sobrang sakit ng sasabihin. Uh-oh. Pero at the end of the day, iintindihin mo siya. Because, you know, he's your dad. He built this.
Mm-mm.
So you just have to, kahit mali siya and feeling mo tama ka, tatanggapin mo yun.
Mm-mm.
We owe it to them.
Ano yung time na umiyak ka talaga? Ano yung sinabi niya sa'yo?
Oh my gosh. Ang daming beses na eh. So hindi ko na maalala.
Yung isa lang, kahit isa.
Yung naalala mo?
Sinasabi niya na wala kang initiative. You're not working hard enough.
Ah, okay.
And parang happy-go-lucky.
That's
the term. I just made it sound better. Pero there was a lot of details into it that I would rather not mention. Pero yeah.
Ganun. Okay.
But you took action.
Of course.
Like after that, the important thing is like you took action, no?
Yeah, at first, sasama talaga loob. Pero after a while, you have to wake up and step up. There are lots of things I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, you know, for the sake of argument, part just to move past it, I just do what he wants. You know?
Yeah.
And, tiwala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guidance kasi mentorship yung ginagawa niya eh. And then you just choose kung anong, kung ano talagang susunod.
But again, kung ayaw ko talaga yung pinapagawa niya, I'd remind him. I'd still do it, but I'd remind him. I have to, like, say, this is the consequence for this.
Okay. May time ba na ayaw mo yung pinapagawa sa'yo, tapos, nung sinunod mo, biglang maganda pala yung naging results?
For sure, many times. I'm sure that has happened. I can't think of one right now, but I'm sure...
Meron, no?
I'm for sure meron yun.
Because of
for
the sure experience meron. Din kasi niya because sa ano, sa negosyo. Ikaw naman, meron ka bang sinasuggest sa kanya na ayaw niya, tapos nung ginawa niya, biglang, ay, okay pala sinabi ni Wayne.
That one I can't remember, but I'd like to believe so. Yeah, I think meron na. I think meron na.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kasi ano eh, pag pinapagalitan siya ng dad niya, later on, dahil anak siya, may ilambing pagtapos na yung office hours.
Kaya kwento
ni daddy mo yun eh.
Pwede, pwede. Yeah, correct. Our bonding time is golf time. Because we don't live in the same house. So, doon kami mag-aano. Doon kami mag-bonding.
Ang kilala ko, mami niya eh.
Yeah.
Yun talaga? Nasa school palagi.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, ano ah, interested ako ah. Since auto hub to, can you just take whatever car and then go somewhere?
I have the privilege to do that, but I can't do it for all cars. There are some cars that are too risky to take.
Risky like, and that's in terms of
it's hard to sell. So
okay,
gagamitin mo pa bababa pa yung value.
Ah, talaga?
So you must not use it na.
So ano yung mahirap i-sell?
Example, back in the day, ano ba yung mahirap ibenta nun? Sa Ford kasi madali lahat ibenta eh.
Ah, talaga?
Ang dali ng Ford ibenta.
Malakas
ang... Sorry, nagka-problem. Example na lang, Ford Focus.
Sedan.
Yeah. Kung mahirap yung ibenta because everyone's shifting to the crossover.
Yeah.
Look at all the dealerships now. Wala na, konti na lang si
Dan. Konti na lang si Dan. Puro Vios na lang tsaka Mirage.
Puro high ground clearance kasi because of our road conditions here.
Uy, totoo yun. Gusto ko yun sa Expander Cross. Yung ground clearance. Pero di ba ano, pinahiram kayo sa Philcoach eh.
Itanong mo sa kanya kung paano niya nalaman na ba't niya ako pinahiram ng sasakyan.
O bakit?
Pinahiram kita ng
yung Shelby. Yung
nag-message ka sa akin, di ba? Ano ba nakita mo sa ginawa ko?
We had a new brand back in 2020 before the pandemic. Or during the pandemic na ba yan? Basta we acquired it before the pandemic. So we brought in a Shelby. And pina-install ko sa Mustang namin.
Yeah.
When I say we bring in a Shelby, we bring in the engine and the kits.
Yeah.
We had our technicians trained in Las Vegas.
So
when they come back here, pwede nila gawin. Therefore, it's an official Shelby once na makabit.
Yeah.
When I told them lend the Shelby, ang napahiram sa kanya yung Mustang. So when he was reviewing it, I don't know, he thought it was a Shelby. Nun pinost na niya, I was like, hindi yan Shelby. Paano yung naging Shelby? Eh, kabayo yung nasa harap. So I messaged him, Teacher Stanley.
He messaged the yung boss namin.
Yeah.
Tapos tinawagan ako. Nasa bahay na ako nung naglalaban na. Kasi nung pandemic, kailangan pagbalik mo ng bahay.
Laba.
Kagad ng damit, laba kagad. Naglalaban na ako noon. Sabi sa akin, Stan, mali yung sasakyan na na-review natin.
Natin talaga, no? Ang galing, no?
I don't know who gave it to you guys, but I specifically said Shelby. Nagkamaling tao ko. Therefore, ako yung nagkamali. That was my bad.
Minessage niya ako. Sabi niya, Teacher Stanley, nagre-review ko pala ng kotse. Kasi, ano ba yung sasakyan na ni-review namin nun? Parang high-end na kotse yun sa may EDSA nun eh.
High-end na kotse?
High-end na kotse sa may EDSA yung showroom.
EDSA there, ano? Mercedes, Land Rover,
Jeep or ano.
Yeah.
Yung mga high-end na sasakyan. So, message niya ako, papahiramin niya ako ng ano, ng Mustang, ganyan. Tapos yung na sabi niya, you review cars pala.
Yeah.
Teacher Stanley patawag sa akin nun.
Until this day, I can call him Teacher Stanley.
Yun natatawag namin sa'yo, Teacher Stanley.
Actually, pag nakikita ko yung mga ibang teachers ng Word Lab dati, teacher pa rin ang tawag sa kanila.
But you're very involved kasi you contacted Stanley, di ba? You're very involved in the business.
Yes, yes.
So is it marketing or?
Marketing and sales operations.
Okay.
Yeah. Overall, actually, and even in acquiring new brands.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now, we acquired the latest electric vehicle brand called Zeekr.
Mm.
So I'm very excited for that brand. We'll launch it probably June.
Magkano ang presyo?
Parang mahal ah.
It's a high-end car.
Ah, okay.
So, it's below 3 million, yung entry level. Below 3 million. So, this is owned by the Geely Group.
Mm.
And Geely's very successful here.
Yeah, that's
until
true.
Na nabash siya ng isang
TikToker.
And guys, just FYI sa mga naniwala doon. Guys, yung nangyari doon was just the service advisor from Makati. That's not our dealership.
We have
a dealership at Quezon Ave. So, Makati is not ours. Yung service advisor, iniwan yung food doon. Mm-mm. Napanis. Mm-mm. Tapos, syempre, baba ko yung sasakyan.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead na mag-sorry sila, dinefend pa nila actions nila.
Oh. Really?
So, nagalit yung ano?
Nagalit yung
vlogger.
Oh.
So, binash niya. So, kala ng mga tao, pangat service, kulang parts.
Ah, okay.
Guys, come on. Let's do our research. Napanis ng pagkain doon.
Oo.
Hindi nasira yung sasakyan.
So, parang hindi siya, hindi nalaman.
It's not a perfect car, but it's one of the best Chinese cars out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bakit di mo ko matras?
Why won't he just listen?
What am I doing wrong? I don't know what to do.
Ano ba tayo?
Man, relationships these days seem very hard to come by, right? Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish. They want commitment, and yet they push their partner away. They know what they need to feel loved, but they don't want to seem like they're asking for too much. You know, the usual stuff. I know. Relationships are hard, but it doesn't mean they can't get any better. I'm Nikki Porter, your relationship coach and host of Nuggets of Nikki. The path to better fulfilling relationships is tough and uncomfortable, but if it means to have the kind of connection and intimacy that allows you and your partner to thrive, even in the midst of hardship, then isn't that worth the trip? Don't wait until your favorite person becomes a stranger to realize that, yeah, you could have handled that so much better. Catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast that shares bite-sized insights from relationship coach Nikki Porter.
That's me.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's this stigma pag na Chinese cars ang binili mo. Yeah. Medyo kulang sa ano, walang pyesa, hindi maganda after sales. Ano masasabi mo ron?
No, the quality is nice and of course they're improving already. They're not perfect, pero grabe, who gives 10 years warranty, guys? Or sila yung nagsimula nun eh. They're trying to show you na we're good. Yeah. Okay na kami. We're back and we have the best cars in the market. Mahirap lang kasi wala pa silang pangalan. But they have, ang dami, especially this year. Mm-hmm. Almost 20 Chinese brands came in.
Ang dami nga.
Nahihilo na ako.
Oo.
Pero ito,
I'm so sorry.
Diba?
may question ako. So have you ever loved cars? Because that's your business eh. But do you love cars talaga? Or you're just, because that's your business, you're forced to love it? Or
I learned to love it.
You learned to love it.
My dad is in the car industry. Kasi nung bata ako, I didn't grow up with him, pero I saw him on interviews, TVs, and articles, magazines, and everything that he was building. So, in-idolize ko siya, and I started loving cars. Pero if you're gonna ask if I'm an enthusiast, if you ask me all the specs, etc., every down detail, no, I hindi ako ganun ka, ano. And it's also, it could be a curse if you like it to the last detail.
That's true.
Because, like my dad said, you have to be the 90% to sell a car. You have to be like the 90%, not the 10% enthusiast.
Yeah.
Kasi makikita mo yung gusto ng 90%.
Yan ang sinasabi ko. Oo.
Yun rin ang sinasabi mo?
Yan ang sinasabi ko. Kaya pag nagre-review ako, kung ano lang kailangan malaman nung nanonood, yun lang ang sabihin mo. Kasi,
at saka marami kang ni-review eh.
Oo. Kasi pag bibili niya talaga yan, babasahin niya yung spec sheet, i-test drive niya yan eh.
Oo.
And not everyone knows what the spec sheet means.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga parang pupuntahan niya sa dealership, tapos sasabihin sa kanya ng ahente, nung ano, sa sales, tapos may explain yan, yung cruise control, yung mga safety features, di ba?
Cruise control, okay.
Oo, sasabihin yan. Te-test drive nila yan, kasama nung ano, nung agent. Oh,
pero kasi yun ang pitfall eh, pag nasa family business ka, baka hindi mo gusto yung business eh. Like ako, alam mo, sa totoo lang, ayoko yung Philippine handicrafts ha.
Mm.
Like, no.
Ayaw mo rin magtrabaho sa restaurant.
Gusto ko lang na may libreng pagkain, pero yun na yun. Pero hindi ako mahilig talaga yung magluto everyday, ganon, or hindi ako mahilig sa Philippine handicraft. So, minsan importante rin yun sa maraming tao, di ba?
Oo, dapat
na parang gusto mo yung ginagawa
yung industry
ko.
Na ginagalawan.
Kasi yung iba, di ba, may kilala ako, may ari sila ng patis, suka, ganon.
Yeah.
Oh, di ba? May mga ganun, di ba? Or yung mga non-glamorous. Sa'yo kasi glamorous eh.
The good thing is, yung car is a very interesting industry. May laging bagong lumalabas.
Oh, taon-taon. Yeah.
Pero don't perceive it as, wow, ang laki sigurado ng kita nila. No.
Uh-oh.
Sa car industry, ang liit ng margins namin.
At saka pag may nangyari doon sa cars, di ba, malaki rin yung yung lugi mo, if ever. Pwede, di ba?
Pwede.
Depende. Kung naging kung na-mismanage or kung nagkaroon ng problem.
Kung hindi mo mabenta, yun yung problem.
Wayne, can you give me 3 brands na gustong-gusto mo other than the Japanese brands na sikat na sikat? Except for Toyota, Mitsubishi, and yung mga Nissan, yung mga ganon. Give me 3 cars na brands.
Chinese?
Chinese cars. No,
Chinese cars? Uh-oh. Or bawal Japanese?
Wag na kasi alam na nating sikat sila eh. Tsaka magaling.
Bawal and Ford.
Ay, di. US na yan.
Okay.
Ano yan eh.
So China lang.
Chinese brands.
Mga established bawal. Okay.
Three only. Okay, mga galit manufacturers. Okay, first and foremost, this is no bias. That's why we chose the brand Zeekr. It's my favorite car. I think not just me, the whole Auto Hub who chose the car Zeekr. We really reviewed it. We reviewed it for over 8 months before acquiring it. And dami-daming competitors ng Zeekr, but we chose that car. And it's really nice. Mga 630 plus kilometers yung range niya. So that's one. And the tech is wow. Number two is probably Geely. Why? Mm. Not because it owns Zeekr, but that was the first Chinese brand we acquired, I believe. And it's my sister's daily ride.
Okay.
Cool Ray. And it's nice. There's no problem with the Cool Ray.
Anong kulay? White.
Third, dami. Okay, so we have 3 more. So that's MG, GAC, and our new one, GWM. For now, I'm gonna be managing GWM, although that I cannot speak much about it yet since kulang pa knowledge ko doon. GAC, we just had it. So I'll say MG.
MG.
Especially the new MG.
MG1.
Ang ganda talaga eh. Yeah, I like their electric vehicles too. It's a good price.
Morris Garages.
Yeah. I don't know if people think it's a Chinese brand or British brand, but technically it's a
Chinese brand.
Yeah. And the tech, the innovation, and the affordable price.
Talaga presyo eh. Pero pag meron kang Chinese car,
yeah.
Ilan taon mo siya gagamitin bago mo siya ibenta?
10 years.
10 years?
You can sell it in 8 because that's the end of your battery warranty. Pero aabot yun ng 10. Yung mga tao sa US with their Teslas, more than 10 years kinakaya. What more? These Chinese cars, some of them are tested na. And so tingin ko aabot. That's why they make it 8 years.
Galing ah.
Oo.
Kaya sa mga scooters naman, ako naka-Vespa ako, binili ko sa Auto Hub.
Yeah.
Ito, naka-Expander Cross, binili niya sa Auto Hub.
Sabi mo kasi, doon na lang ako bumili sa Auto Hub eh.
Thank you very much.
Diba? May recommendation.
Again, hindi sila sumayaw na nun-release.
Hindi nga eh. Alam mo next time.
If you watch this, I'm gonna skip it to this area. Kailan sumayaw kayo pag pina-service yung sasakyan niya.
Oo, babalik pa naman ako.
The sales experience that we give
anong
to
sayaw?
Others.
Anong sayaw?
Usually, when we release a car, they dance.
Ah, talaga?
Anong kanta?
We have our own hymn. Depende.
Text ko nga yung agent ko.
I'll talk to them.
Sige. Ang grabe. Ako nga, pagka titingin ako ng Vespa roon, sige nga, sayaw nga kayo.
Ganyan. Sige, papasayaw ko rin.
Sabi ni Wayne, di ba?
Yeah. Kumusta yung Vespa mo?
Siyempre, yun. 10,000 na yung kilometers na tinakbo.
Galing ah.
Kakapa-PMS ko lang eh.
Mm-hmm. Ang dami mong lakad ah.
Pwede, papunta sa studio. Tsaka
diba? Sa bagay.
Ginagamit yan ang daily ride ko.
That's nice.
Nice.
At kukuha ko ng...
Fashionable daily ride.
Kukuha ko ng helmet na Shark kasi sa Auto Hub yun eh. Thank diba?
You. It's the third safest or second safest helmet in the world.
Ito, kinuha ko, ACCS.
Ano yan?
Daming plugins, thank you.
Sa Auto Hub yan.
Talaga?
Yeah. Yung quad lock is around 2,000, 1,000 plus
and
pesos.
And then this
one's 400 pesos.
Ah, really?
And it's the same quality.
Parang 600 yata, ganun.
600 na.
Mga ganun.
Yeah.
Sige, pag bumili ako ng Vespa, bumili ako ng
Ganda yung mga bagong kulay, ah. Ang ganda,
yeah.
Gusto ko yung green, yung parang seafoam.
Parang mint green. 1-2-5 lang ata yun eh, no?
I got you.
1-2-5 lang yun eh.
Pag ano, bibilin ko.
150cc.
Oo. Ako gusto ko 150 talaga na ano, Vespa. Masaya ako ron eh.
Hindi, ano na lang. Triumph na lang bibilin ko.
Yes, that's diba? Badass. My fiance loves the Triumph.
Ah, talaga? Andito pala fiance niya.
Di ba yung Triumph, Brian?
Tumigil ka nga.
Triumph is really a bra. That's the first thing that came diba? To mind.
Oh, bra yun eh.
Bra. Pero ano ha? Surprising big that guys lang. Know
it. Ay kasi yung mga brand
si Stanley
ng...
Si Stanley yan eh. Si Stanley eh.
Yung mga brand ng nanay namin, Triumph. Pinula pang lasensa nun eh.
Good one.
Diba? Oo. Yun. So anong tips mo para sa mga employees who work for their parents?
Employees who work for their parents. Guys, adjust to them. They won't adjust to you. You have to adjust to them and you have to respect them. You owe it to them. Yun lang masasabi ko. You have to, kahit gusto mo na gawin yung way mo, you do it your way and their way. And then you show the two options, which is more effective. If they say their way, yun, sunod ka na lang. Wala kang choice.
Oh. Yeah. Eh, sa mga employees na may ADHD.
Employees na may ADHD. Woo! Ano ba gagawin nila? if you have ADHD, you know, you have to, I don't know how to do it because I just, there's a switch eh. There's a switch. You can control it. Oh. Mahirap lang, pero you can control it. You just have to remain focused.
Or ask for professional help,
yes,
diba?
Ask for professional help or...
Because you were diagnosed when you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was
so meron ka nang, you have an idea.
Oh. Si Zeke daw, na-diagnose.
Ah, na-diagnose ka din.
Oh. Siya rin.
Oo.
We're the same. It's so hard to stay, I don't know, to stay in attention. Nakikinig ka pa ba? Nakikinig pa siya. Si kaya na eh. So kaya naman guys. Just have to focus. Yeah.
Ayun. Alam mo, si Wayne meron din siyang podcast. Dashboard Confessions.
I miss my podcast. I haven't done it in a while. We've been so busy. But this reminds me of my podcast and I miss it.
Ayun. Tsaka ako yung first guest nila.
Talaga?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That, back then, we were just on Spotify. Now we're on YouTube too. So don't forget to like and subscribe. Dashboard Confessions.
Ayun.
Also on Instagram.
Pakinggan ko nga yan.
So Wayne, thank you. Where do we follow you on social media?
Instagram, Wayne Titan. That's it.
Yeah. Ikaw, Zar.
So follow me on LinkedIn muna. And then I have, of course, so the LinkedIn username ko is ZardelisReyes1 kasi mas active ako doon, di ba? And then we have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, my other office, PH. Ah, also, we have Suplado Motors. Co-founder ko si Stanley. Suplado Motors and...
Suplado Motors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Suplado of course, the Suplado underpaid. Motors, yeah. Ay, hindi mo ba alam Suplado na merong Suplado Motors?
Now I do.
Okay.
Yun. Nasa TikTok, nasa Instagram yun, tsaka Facebook.
Fun yung Suplado Motors. Motors. Dapat interview natin si Win mamaya.
Oo.
Sa Suplado
mamaya.
Motor?
Yeah. Oo.
Okay, sige.
Simple lang yun eh.
Dala ko yung microphone ko eh. Okay.
Oo,
pwede.
Oo. Follow the Underpaid Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment, rate the podcast. Join the Discord group and the Facebook group ng Underpaid. Tapos ako rin nasa social media, and if you're listening and hindi pa napapanood yung Men Are From QC, Women Are From Alabang.
Oo, panoorin
niyo. Let's watch it later.
Yun.
Or tomorrow.
Nag-workshop si Stanley for weeks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Para dun sa performance niya. Para dun sa cameo niya.
No, he made his own movie.
Look, that's
directed,
that's a movie based on my book.
Yeah.
Okay. Paano based on your life?
No, based on my book.
Okay.
Pag based on my life yan, ano, medyo iba yung magiging title.
Ano?
Ano, isipin ko pa.
So, so you do movies?
Ano,
you write movies?
I write the story. I wrote the storyline.
Did you direct it too?
No. Si Gino Santos ang nag-direct. Tapos ano, meron akong cameo dun.
Oh. Yeah, pang-urian niya eh, pang-famas.
So if you wrote a book, you can always...
I can write
others.
A storyline tapos
propose it
sa mga film outfits.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, diba?
Tapos yung May 18 show ng ina mo, Mother's Day special
show
ng
ina mo
ng Comedy Manila, kasama ako. I'll be headlining the show with Jeannie Lacay, Joma Labayen, Ray Mamuad, hosted by Ron Dulatre. Doon din si Margie De Leon. And may special set si Zeke and Jasper. Kakanta sila. Si Tita Babes. Mami ni
That's
Zar.
My mom. Mag-perform. Stand-up.
Oh, cool. At si Bas- Zar.
Bastos yung ano, set ng mom ko. So,
so manunod kami.
Yeah.
Not
good. Okay, May 18. So Wicked Dogs BGC.
It's like ano, I've never done it before. So okay. it's totally new and also my mom. Yung mom ko bastos nga yung set. Mine is about my choices in men and saka mga kabit. Juicy.
Cool. I'd like to listen to that.
Yun. So mga immortal, there you have it for Wayne T10 of AutoHub. Thanks, Wayne. Yes. I'm your host, Standy Chi, and this is The Underpaid Podcast.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.